it's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and that's me. Good morning to one and all. Welcome to a little different morning. A little bit ice on the trees and your driveway, if you haven't salted it. Yes, a little bit of ice around the area. And I just wonder, I hope we don't get any more rain that freezes on the trees. If we do, we'll have power outages that equal to none. Oh, and I keep thinking of the library tree, which seems like it's leaning, well, I can't say more than it ever has, because it's always leaned extreme, and so it goes. But otherwise, you know, remember I told you yesterday the television stations were all going to come in at 4 o'clock this morning to keep you updated and keep you safe on the highways and this and that. I don't think it was necessary for them to come. I don't think they did come in at 4 o'clock. Maybe 4:25. I don't know. But anyhow, the roads are okay. I was behind a salt truck coming in this morning, and they're doing a good job. They're putting down regular salt because they had already put, I think, some liquid juice on the roads, so they're doing great. Roads, no problem whatsoever. Now, your driveway, that's a different story. And the grass, if you notice, is full of ice. Okay, well, so much for that. It's wintertime. You know, that's one thing that we forget sometimes really think. It's wintertime, and that's the time of the year we get things like we're, you know, getting right now. But anymore, to make it more dramatic, our TV stations are emphasizing weather to the nth degree, almost to the point where they can tell what the weather's going to be at for your next door neighbor. It's interesting, isn't it? I remember years ago when it was just Gil Gomez and myself, and Gil, he was a great forecaster and predicted the blizzard while no one else did, and he saw it coming. He could tell the systems were coming together and were going to be a big time, which they were. And but Gil participated in a lot of things for us Marion people. He came down with his family and stayed overnight on a farm. And we all always had a good bit of fun. And Gil, of course, was from the west part of Cleveland. Okay, now, what do we have today to give away? I've got, Panda Express. And the Panda Express is good. Now, let me read the statement here. These coupons can be used by kids or adults. They're good for a kid's meal, which is a junior entree, junior side, 12-ounce drink, and cookie. No purchase necessary. Okay, so, all right. And what else is going on? I guess we're still wondering, too, about Marge Hazlett and the fact that, you know, she spent time and brought the man here that manages the mausoleum, yes. And she bought a space in the mausoleum, and she was going to have her cat buried with her because it had already expired. And so that's that. But the obituary in the paper says she's going to be buried in the Marion Cemetery. Now, is there some misinformation somewhere? Okay. Now, what have I got to give away today? Well, as I mentioned, I got that Panda Express. I've got a smoothie to give away. And what else here? I want to mention, too, the 18th Annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction. That's coming up, boy, before you know it, February 15th. Doors open to 4, dinner at 5. The auction follows. Oh, and that's quite an event. You'll want to make sure that you get a ticket for that and enjoy the competition in buying those die-cast cars, as well as just eating a good meal. And the meal is supplied by Country Caterers, I think. Is that? Let me look it up here. Doo-doo. Turn the page. Yeah, somewhere I think it said here, Country. I'm pretty sure it's Country Caterers. Okay, and then to give away today, I've got one of those dumb drink holders, those insulated whatevers you put on your drink. It's from Jegs, and we've had that for so long, it's going to draw Social Security before you know it. And what else do we have? A Jegs T-shirt for a larger person. And how about you? Anything you'd like to comment on this morning? At 740-383-9944. That's our number, as it always has been, and hopefully always will be. Okay, we have a lot of fun here, and we have a lot of giveaways. And yet my first question today has to do with way back. Who was the very first mayor of Marion? Yeah, who was the very first mayor of Marion? And that was, I don't know what year it was, but, oh, here we go. Hello, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Hey, when I called yesterday about that, giving that ticket away with Ridgedale,
the guy picked it up, didn't he? Yeah.
After I talked to Nate last night, the guy called and came and picked it up. So yeah, the ticket's gone.
That's good, yeah. Okay. So no more.
I told him to enjoy it.
All right.
I just wasn't able to go.
Yes, okay.
So anyway, it's gone. I hope the guy enjoys it.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, and got a cough. How many of you have had illness this winter? And this is, it's so typical. When you have a winter like we've got now, and we've had others like it, the ups and downs in temperature let the bugs run loose. And apparently, they're really loose this year. Even some schools have had to close. Yeah, because of illness. My. And then the other thing is, this morning we had River Valley and I don't know what other schools actually closed today. All right. So we might have some students listening. Okay. The first mayor of Marion was whom? The very first mayor of Marion. That was a long time ago. And I was reading last night. I have a copy of the 1922 celebration of Marion, and that was the year that the only time that Harding came back to Marion and brought with him General Pershing. Now, we've talked about General Pershing before, how he came to Martell and recruited a bunch of railroad workers for World War One action. But, Pershing was the major speaker, and Harding and Mr. Harding and Mrs. Harding were the guests at the Coliseum. Well, not the Coliseum, but the grandstand, the Marion County Fairgrounds. Yeah, all right. So, but who was the first mayor of Marion? Now you'll have to go back to history books, if you got one, and find out. Okay. Now let me see what else. I've got a lot of questions today. Here's an easier one. What was the original name of the Fahey Bank? The original name that people called what was to be later the Fahey Bank. You know, Tim Fahey organized that and got a lot of money from various merchants, put it all together to form the bank. But it was known as the Bank of what in its original days? Yes, what was the Fahey Bank called when it first began? In fact, before papers were filed, really, they gave it the name Fahey Bank. What was it known as? Yeah. 740-383-9944. So you see now, we need to be educated on past Marion history. And that's what this year is all about, the year 2020. And Randy Windland has something on Facebook every day giving you history of Marion. Now, did you know there was a song, Marion, My Marion? If somebody could come, and it originated in Maryland. I think it was the same song as Maryland, My Maryland. And in this case, though, it was Marion, My Marion. And it's quite a long song. Does anyone know it? I'll give you a prize if you can get on here and sing that song. Okay. What was the original name for the Fahey Bank? All right, now. Do I have an easier one? Where is everybody today? 740-383-9944. Are you huddled under the covers yet? If you're retired, you probably are. And if you're not retired, you're working. And a lot of people do listen at work. Okay, so I've got about 9 questions for you today. Hopefully, it's already 10:26, that someone will be able to tell us who was the first mayor of Marion. Yeah, the first mayor of Marion. I think the name of the first mayor is etched in the cornerstone of the courthouse, or right around there. Yeah, I don't think it mentions him as mayor. Okay, let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I'll take a stab on that bank. Was it called the Bank of Marion?
No, it wasn't the Bank of Marion. No.
You can't. All right, I'll take a stab. All right.
Okay. No. It had a name, you know, Tim Fahey was an Irishman. And the title of the first, before Fahey Bank was incorporated, it had to do with his origins. Oh, my. Okay. The Fahey Bank. What was it originally called? And what or whom was the first mayor of Marion? I'm surprised we don't have instant answers. Now, I have a book. Well, I've got books and books. I got all the books about Harding, got the books about Marion history, and about the centennial of 1822. and you name it. It's really fun to go through these books and read all about Marion from, you know, way back. There's a lot of stories in this 20 book for the 1922. Okay. The only time that Harding ever came back to Marion, I believe, was for that celebration. How about that? I wonder why he didn't ever, maybe hardly any presidents do come back to their origins once they've been in Washington. Yeah. I wonder, is somebody going to take up a collection for Nancy Pelosi and get her a good modern paper cutter? I mean, in this business of just ripping pages off, that's not very neat, is it? If somebody would have given her a paper cutter, of course, she might have cut her finger off, too. And so it goes. Oh, my. Isn't it amazing what adults can do in relationship to what kids can do? It's like they never grow up.
Do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and my last question for today, of course, I'm just looking at my, and I can't understand what I asked in the last question I was going to ask for today, Cheney and Sons on Court Street. Now, what did they do? Cheney and Sons on Court Street. Now, Court Street is where the Marion Star was located. So what did Cheney and Sons do on Court Street? I have no idea. I forgot to write down their occupation or why they were on Court Street. Do you know? And that was, you know, quite a while ago. Okay, going back to the original name of Fahey Bank or the first mayor of Marion. Two questions here. Once you learn these, I hope it sticks with you. Okay, now, here's one that might be a little familiar. It's the Big Four. Remember when the Big Four Railroad was highly touted? Oh, here comes the Big Four. Okay, the Big Four, what'd that stand for? What did the Big Four stand for? 7403839944. Who, you know, what was involved in the Big Four? Yeah, that was a very popular railroad line, the Big Four. Ah, yes. So I need that answer. I need the, what was the Fahey Bank originally called? Or the first mayor of Marion? What was his name? Okay. Now I've got another. Now, you probably wouldn't know this one either. There was once a place in Marion that repaired your car and also supplied hot lunches. Yeah, and all that went with that. They made auto repairs, served lunches, so it was a combination of restaurant and auto repair shop. What was its name? I doubt if you'll come up with it, because it was a long time ago. what was the name of the garage that gave you all the repairs? And in the meantime, you could have your dinner there, your hot lunch. Yeah, that was in Marion a long time ago. Okay, boy, I'm getting nowhere today, right? My goodness. 7403399944. The first mayor of Marion was whom? No, it wasn't whom. Who was the first mayor of Marion? Okay. What was the Fahey Bank known as before it was, given its real name? It had a nickname for quite a while before Tim Fahey presented the papers to the right place and got it. In fact, I wonder, it was named after Tim, wasn't it? Tim Fahey, it took his name. And still has. It's still the Fahey Bank, right? But what was it originally called? Okay, can you name that garage in Marion that once repaired your car and served hot meals? It's amazing. That might have been too long ago for any of you to remember. Okay, just like you can't remember the first mayor of Marion either unless you got out a book and looked it up. Or, let me see what the Big Four. Now, that's common knowledge, isn't it? The Big Four Railroad? Maybe it isn't. Okay, I need an answer. I'll go nuts if I don't. These should be easy to answer questions. The Big Four, original name of the Fahey Bank, and the first mayor of Marion. You can look all that up in history. In fact, Randy Winland will probably publish some of that in his daily history presentations. Okay, now, there was one time when clothing salespeople had to... they didn't put the cuffs on pants. Pants came without cuffs. You remember that? You don't? Okay. Oh, whoop, here we go. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yes.
I've got your mayor question answer. I looked it up.
Okay.
On March 15th of 1830, Marion elected Nathan Peters.
Yes, yes.
As Marion's first mayor.
Right. That's for sure.
So there you go.
Okay, hey, would you like a smoothie or a Panda Express for a kid?
Smoothie.
A what? Smoothie.
A smoothie, yeah.
Okay, you got it. Okay, now all I need is your name.
Tom. Bout.
Bout. Oh, Tom, how you doing?
Good, Charlie. How you doing?
All right. You'll look up the original name of the Fahey Bank.
Well, I could. Yeah. I can't do it. Well, yeah, I can do it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay.
The original name of Fahey Bank.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll call you back.
Okay, good enough. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Tom Pout. Okay, Tom's a good, steady listener. Okay. Yeah, the original name of the Fahey Bank. That was a long time ago. Oh, boy. And it still has the name Fahey, but originally it was not the Fahey Bank. It had to be incorporated and, the stockholders recognized and this and that. And then it had to have a title, and the title was Fahey Bank. But before that, everybody knew it as something else. And what was it? All right. And does anyone know what garage I'm talking about? I guess it was beyond anyone's lifetime, maybe, that made auto repairs and served hot lunches. In other words, it was a restaurant and where they drove a car in and repaired the car while you ate. Now, that's a pretty good deal. Okay. Oh, my. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yeah. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, it's Tom Fowler again.
Yes, Tom.
The original name of the Fahey Bank was the Bank of Ireland.
You're right.
And
Their name back then was called Fahy instead of Fahy.
Oh, is that right? Fahy.
That's the way Wikipedia pronounced it, so I'm going by them. But that's the answer to that question.
So Tim came from Ireland, apparently, or one of his relatives, yeah.
Yep, it was the Bank of Ireland.
Okay, well, good enough. Hey,
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tom.
Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Tom, boy, he's right on the ball there. So it was known as the Bank of Ireland. That was before it was incorporated as the Fahy Bank. The Bank of Ireland, because Tim Fahy was an Irishman. All right. And the bank is still there. It's one of the oldest business establishments in Marion, the Fahy Bank. Now, what would be the second oldest? The second oldest establishment in Marion would be what? I don't know. I'd have to think that over. Okay, so now let's see. What else? Remember, now, I worked in a clothing store in the 50s, and we sold pants without cuffs. If you bought a pair of pants, we had to send it over to a tailor. And I think I've told this story before. If the pair of pants that we sold you was on sale, we sent them to the cheap tailor that charged only 25 cents to make the cuffs. And if it was a regular price, we sent you to a different tailor. He charged, I think, around $1 for the cuffs. Now, I've got stories with every... The high-priced tailor at that time was named Steve Crawford. Steve was an amateur magician. And of course, I was selling quite a few pairs of pants and taking them over to Steve to be cuffed. And he would do his magic tricks for me while I walked over there across the street to take the pants over to get him cuffed. And Steve would say, "Hey, Charlie, you want to see something here?" Yeah. And I bought one of his magic tricks. I don't know whatever happened to it. But Steve Crawford. But then the tailor that did the cuffs cheaply did them all. This man, he was probably from Germany originally. You could take a pair of pants into a hole in it, and he would weave that hole shut. He was that good a tailor that he could make stitches and bring that hole together to where you didn't know you ever had a hole in your pants. And his name was, I don't know his last name, but his first name was Albert. Albert worked in the back room of Worth's Clothing, which was part of the Sens block in Bucyrus. Charlie Sens's grandfather owned the Sens block, which consisted of a candy store and a clothing store. Now, what I wonder, my dad worked for Worth, his clothing store. Was Mr. Sens, did he sell out to Dorsey Worth, his clothing store? I don't know. There was another clothing store in the Sens block operated by Mr. Gross, G-R-O-S-S, Mr. Gross. Oh, there were clothing stores all over town. There was Heidinger's. Now, I'm talking about Bucyrus now. Heidinger's Clothing Store, Stan Shelley, Jay Winters. They were all over the place, but they all at one time had to be taken to a tailor and put cuffs on. It's too bad we can't do that today to avoid all these men walking around town with their pants dragging the ground. Have you ever noticed? Either they're dragging the ground or they're all wrinkled up at the bottom, because today you buy a pair of pants and they already have the cuff on them. And you have to buy it, you know, in implements, 28, 32, 34. And if it doesn't have the right length for you, tough. You still wear the pants and drag them along, which is a shame, because At one time, we had tailors that would put the cuffs on a pair of pants and, you know, very neatly and ever. But that was, well, back as late as the early 50s. Well, a lot of you were born about that time, right? 740-383-9944 is our number to call. Now, tell me, the Big Four, define the Big Four Railroad. What did the Big Four stand for? Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that know the answer. Now, all I got to do is get them to call. I still have a smoothie to give away here. And that's a good-sized smoothie from the smoothie place out there right next to Jimmy John's. A free 20-ounce smoothie is yours. Ooh, if you win it. Okay. These are good until November 28th of this year. Free 20-ounce smoothie. That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay. I gave away the... Let's see, I gave away the smoothie, didn't I? I think I did. Now, just a second, I better write that down. Okay, just a second here. Tom Fault won that. Okay, I'm writing that in here before I forget. Okay. Today is 2-6-20. Wow. Yeah, it's moving right along. The Ridgedale Lions Club, a big auction and dinner, will be just 9 days from today, isn't it? The 15th of the month? Yeah. Okay, so I have a free kids meal. Now, that define further the kids meal. Here's the explanation. This coupon can be used by kids or adults. They are good for a kids meal, which is a junior entree, a junior side, a 12-ounce drink and cookie. No purchase necessary. I thought I saw here in the drawer. Yeah. In the drawer here are some Panda Express cookies. I'm going to eat one. They're good. I already had one out at Panda Express the other day. And they're, let's see who they're made by. Okay. They're made by the Panda Restaurant people of, let me see if it lists the town here. I don't see the town listed. It's under a label here. Okay, so I'm going to eat the cookies. And let me see what, oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, they're really sealed good. Yeah, I didn't know we had cookies.
Oh, you've been in the drawer, Charlie.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
what's your fortune today?
Oh, yeah, my fortune? I don't know. I'm trying to get some phone calls here. At least I found out the Fahey Bank was originally the Bank of Ireland.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
until they incorporated. And
was that run by the Fahey family?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's Timmy. Timmy Fahey.
Timmy Fahey.
Yep.
But it wasn't their original name.
No, it was the Bank of Ireland. Yeah. Okay, now, those are good cookies, too, from Panda Express. Okay, moving right along, it's 10:46 already. Tell me, way back when we had the red cab. Now, this is way back with the red cabs. They advertised in the phone book. In 1946, they advertised, "Let us take you away in our red cab." What was the brand of manufacturer of the red cab? You might not get this, unless you rode in one. Okay, the red cab company had a red taxi, and what brand of taxi was it? Well, and it was a regular brand. It wasn't just something devoted to taxis. 7403-39944 now. Red Cab was also owned in later years by the Yanitels. What about Safety Cab? It folded up at one time, didn't it? We had the Safety Cab and the Red Cab. Now, at that time, the Red Cab was a brand of taxi that was mainly for taxi use. But now the question I've got, name the manufacturer of the original Red Cab used here by the Red Cab company. Who made those Red Cabs? Because it was in their advertisement. In the phone book, it said, come ride our blank Red Cab. Mm-hmm. Wow. I shouldn't have ate this cookie on the air. But it's so good. Oh, my. Okay, the Red Cab Company in Marion once used a red car manufactured by whom? 740-383-9944. Now, later on, there was a regular company that made cabs. I can't remember the brand name. But it was different than the original Red Cab that was produced for the business in Marion. Okay. Now, can you tell me at one time who owned the Safety Cab Company in Marion? Yeah, what? Who was the owner there way, way back, say about 1946? The Safety Cab was owned by this man, and do you know his name? Interesting. 740-399-44. Boy, those cookies are good. Oh, it has a fortune sticking out of it. Let me see what the fortune says. You are an artist. Let your colors show. I'd like to be an artist, but I can't draw freehand most anything. So I'm not an artist. Oh, the phone is ringing. Okay. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
On the cab question.
Yeah.
You had safety cab and yellow cab.
Yeah.
And along with the red cab.
Yeah.
And the owner of the safety and red cab, his last name was Foreman.
Oh.
At one time, Foreman owned both of them.
I must have the original owner then. It's not Foreman.
Yeah, well, he owned it. The reason why I know, because of the relative.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, Foreman said they had it there on West Center Street.
Okay. Yeah,
and then, if it's not Foreman, try Rob, R-A-U-B.
Oh, Rob? No, that's not what I've got listed either.
Okay, well, they were brothers and sisters. And they had owned it.
Okay.
And Candace Cox, her uncle was part owner too.
Now the name I've got is McCurdy.
Yeah, well, it might have been before. But anyway, the Foremans and Robs and the Coxes were part owner.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good bit of history. Okay. Well, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
All right. Okay, yeah, I've got, as the owner of the Safety Cab, was Monk McCurdy. Now, how many of you have ever heard of Monk McCurdy? All right. Now, the Red Cab, what brand of cars were the Red Cabs? And I know in later years, the Red Cab was a company that made the cabs, to be a cab. But not in this era. The Red Cab originally was a regular brand of automobiles, but designed specifically to be used by taxicab companies, and it was called Come Use Our Red Cab. But what was the brand of the automobile of the Red Cab originally? Got that? All right, let me see. In the safety cab was, like I said, Monk McCurdy. How many of you remember Monk McCurdy? No one, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm still trying to find out, too. Cheney and Sons on Court Street did what? Cheney and Sons on Court Street. What was their business? I forgot to write it down. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Were the Red Cabs Hudson's?
What now?
Were the Red Cabs, were they make Hudson?
Oh, no, it wasn't Hudson. But you're getting close. You're getting close.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I once owned a Hudson Rambler. That was a good car, up to a point, until it rusted out. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The name of the cab was Checker Cab.
What was the name again?
Checker Cab.
Yeah, Checker made cabs. But right. It wasn't the cab that the Red Cab, or let me see.
Yeah, well, the Checker Cabs had your back seat, then there was a middle seat that you could sit on.
Yeah, well, this, okay, this, they, if you had a 1946 telephone book, you would see an ad for the Red Cab Company featuring a red, not a checker, but a regular brand of automobiles that's still around today.
Well, the regular brand was, I do believe it was Ford, but they call them Checker Cabs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, okay, thanks anyhow. That we'll keep looking. Okay, yeah. Let's see, we're coming up on 10:55 right now. I'm waiting until we turn 11 o'clock so I can finish eating my cookie. Boy, they're good. Okay. The safety cab was owned by one of the owners, Monk McCurdy, and the Red Cab was not a cab like they ended up with, but this was a regular brand that is still around today. Now, what was it? 7403-39944. All right, and can you name any of the, I got started on the Taylors. Can you name any of the Marion Taylors that did clothing adjustments? There were, let me see, I've got a couple of men listed here as tailors in Marion. I think three of them as tailors in Marion. Does Marion have a tailor today? I doubt it. Is there probably a seamstress somewhere? But men kind of gave up the trade of becoming a tailor. Because, well, modern manufacturing, you know, certain lengths, no longer were tailors needed. But yet tailors could alter a coat or whatever garment you took to them. You told them what you wanted, and they would do it. But the one I'm thinking about way back in Bucyrus now, George Sands, Charlie's grandfather, would have known the tailor quite well that worked at Worth's Clothing. He might have worked for Charlie, his grandfather at one time, because his grandfather had a clothing store and a candy store in the Sands block, which is now gone. It's a parking lot. Okay, 10:57 right now, and you keep thinking about taxis. It'd pay for you to have some old phone books. Anyone out there with old phone books, they can be a world of fun. And the thing, you open up the phone book, and you say, this is Marion? Marion had this many restaurants and this many stores downtown? Yes, it did at one time. The downtown was loaded with stores, clothing stores, hardware stores, stores that, you know, everything was sold. And, of course, everybody, the younger generation, wouldn't remember Henny and Cooper, probably. Henny and Cooper had a place to eat. They had their pharmacists there. They sold cameras. And Henny and Cooper sold film for your camera. And numerous things. Oh, my goodness, I can still see on their shelves. They had at one time patent medicines, like 3S tonic and things like that. That was the old Henny and Cooper. And originally, you went in and out the front door. But eventually, they opened up the back. They knocked the bricks out and built a door in the back. And they could check you out going out the back door as well as going out the front door. Okay, it's now 10:49, and we're going to break here in about a minute while I finish eating my cookie. But you think about this red cab business. They used a regular brand of cab. Now, this was back in the 40s, and it was a standard brand, still is. All right. And, okay, 10:59, hang in there. We'll be right back.